Well, Lauren, a fantastic performance in the first half by your side, but just the composure, I guess, in America lifted in that third quarter. You found it hard, I guess, to get into the game.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we played a really good half of basketball, and then, you know, in the second half, obviously, we lost that composure a little bit, and things were tough for us. You know, we weren't able to get into Liz. We made a few turnovers, a few silly mistakes, and then, obviously, they scored off that, and then... you know, we gave it our all, you know, and there's nothing to be disappointed about. I think it's just more about now refocusing and getting on track for the next game.
That first half was fantastic, though, wasn't it? I mean, you can gain a lot of confidence out of a performance like that.
Yeah, for sure. But, you know, it's 4 years of training for, and it's sort of gone, you know. So I think there's something more about, I guess, now just picking ourselves up and knowing that we've got to compete for bronze, which is going to be hard, but, you know. That's just basketball.
You enjoy, though, playing against the United States, don't you? Because that level of play, it seems to lift the Australians.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it definitely does. It picks everyone up. And you know, had we had Screeny in the second half, I think that would have helped us a lot. But she got knocked down, you know. I think she's broken her cheek in half. But it's one of those things where we play against the Americans and you've got to play your best to stay with them. And I think that we stayed with them tonight.
Defensively, Miss Screeny, didn't you? Because when she went off the court, it just became apparent that you needed that defensive effort to come from somebody else.
Yeah, absolutely. And Screeny's definitely proved herself as that defensive stopper, and she sure was. And she has been all tournament, you know. So we miss her a lot. But again, it's just about regrouping, getting Screeny right for the next game, and then, you know, moving on.